Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I think that's a patriotic song. I'm not quite sure. It probably is. It kind of sounds like that. I'm not sure I recognize it, but you give us an E for effort there, folks, because we're trying to be patriotic here on the 4th of July. There it is. I recognize that. Oh, beautiful. For patriot, for sacred sky. Well, yeah, okay, I get it now. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy 4th of July. We're celebrating our nation's independence today with some good friends, which includes our current guest, our very special friend, Dennis Pogue, Vice President for Preservation at Mount Vernon. And Dennis, thanks again for hanging out with us on this 4th of July. Once again, thank you for all the good work that you do to help preserve history there at Mount Vernon. But you got a brand new book out, and I want you to tell us about it. It's called Founding Spirits. Tell us the rest of the title.
Yes, Founding Spirits and George Washington and the beginnings of the American whiskey industry.
The American whiskey. You saying George Washington helped founded the American whiskey industry?
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about George Washington is that, you know,
he liked his whiskey.
Most people know a little bit about him, but you know, the stuff that they don't know about him is equally, you know, interesting. And he was a great businessman.
Right.
And one of the things that he got involved with, you know, was making whiskey.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, he not only did he make whiskey, but he operated one of the largest whiskey distilleries in the country at the time.
And let me stick something in here that you reported to us a couple of years ago. You guys recreated his distillery there on Mount Vernon a few years ago, didn't you?
Absolutely. We knew where it was, and we got the opportunity to do some archaeology there. Did that for a number of years and found the foundation of the building.
Under your direction, that was your job, wasn't it?
It was. It was a pleasure to work on this, and we had so much good information that we were able to reconstruct the building. And
wow.
So now when visitors come from April through October, they can come to the site and they can see, you know, just how it was done and where it was done 200 years ago.
Can they get a little nip while they're there?
Well, we have some. Well, actually, we have some available today. That's one of the things
okay.
we're doing.
Just,
you know, we're not a you know, really a commercial distillery,
right.
But people have been so interested in it that we do make small batches on occasion.
Just for medicinal purposes only. Now, of course, but
for educational purposes, everybody wants to know what George Washington drank 200 years ago.
So tell us about the book is all about how Washington helped found the whiskey industry.
That's a big part of it. I talk about his whole business activities, you know, because the distillery was just part of some of the things that he did at Mount Vernon. He had wide-ranging activities, and Washington was very successful. No surprise, he was very detail-oriented. He was very good at this. And
right.
So the distillery was sort of the capstone. It was very late in his life. He died a couple of years after he established it.
Huh.
But it was a long-term pattern of his activities, and whiskey, of course, became, you know, a very important industry in the country, and Washington was involved with that.
Actually created a rebellion at one point, didn't it?
Well, it did, and that's another interesting story, because a lot of people know about that. And so
the whiskey
and then
rebellion.
Wonder why Washington then had a distillery. But the whiskey rebellion was all about the federal government decided that they needed to, you know, it's all about taxes.
Right.
And one of the problems that the federal government had at the time was that they had no revenue stream of their own. So Washington and Hamilton decided that they needed to have money to make the central government operate. And so that's what the whiskey tax was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't like that. And so there was some, you know, a kerfuffle over that.
Right. And so that's think about that irony. That Washington wanted to tax other people's whiskey, but then after he got out of office later in life, I guess maybe I don't know exactly. Tell us how did the his own distillery, his own whiskey making, how did it overlay his time in office?
Sure, he starts it, you know, right at the end of his presidency. He's leaving after 8 years, going home, and he's looking, frankly, for an easier way to make money, and so that's why he started the distillery.
That'd be interesting right? Most politicians stay in office to make more money.
That's right. But I want everybody to know that Washington did pay, you know, the tax was still in effect when his distillery was established, and according to his records, we know that he paid that tax. So
what kind of whiskey?
He lived up to his word.
What was the foundation of the whiskey? Was it rye? Was it sour mash? What was it?
Yeah, it was mostly rye. That was the most popular type at that time. So a mixture of mostly rye with a little bit of corn and a little bit of malted barley.
Right.
That was the most popular type. And over time, you know, sort of taste changed and corn became more popular, and that's what bourbon has today, as most of its corn.
Corn mash, yeah, and as opposed to rye. But was it modeled after anything from Scotch whiskey or anything like that?
Well, it's the same kind of stuff that was being made in Great Britain for years and years and years. Scotch is different, of course. It's all barley, so it's a different grain. But they were also making, you know, this type of whiskey in Great Britain as well. And so when the Scotch-Irish and other immigrants came to this country, you know, they had that knowledge, and so they brought that along with them.
What other business things do we need to know about George Washington as small business owners? What would we admire about his entrepreneurship?
Well, I think he was always at the leading edge. And when he was president, there was a patent that was brought out for a new type of grist mill, milling machinery. Mm-hmm. And Washington signed that patent, and so he knew all about it. And he approached the inventor and paid for him to come and install it in his grist mill.
How about that?
So he was always looking at, you know, the new thing.
He would like the technology if we have today, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Dennis, hold on that thought. We're going to talk some more with Dennis Pogue after these messages. His new book is coming out this month, Founding Spirits. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.